A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing the demonstrations by Zimbabweans in the diaspora.
Last week, a delegation led by Foreign Affairs Minister Sibusiso Moyo was confronted by angry demonstrators from Zimbabwe who pelted them with soft objects, including water bottles, but no one was injured.
This incident drew the ire of the Zimbabwe government, which summoned British representatives to register what they described as inadequate security that was given to the Zimbabwe delegation.
Here in the United States, demonstrations by Zimbabweans in New York at the General Assembly and here in Washington, D.C. at the embassy have become a perennial occurrence.
Tonight, we are looking at the demonstrations and discussing if they are bearing any fruit or just embarrassing the nation.
What are your thoughts on these issues?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. And we also have a WhatsApp number, and the number is +1-202-465-0318. You can send us a text and we'll call you right back.
And remember, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
We are also live streaming our shows right now. You can go on Facebook on our pages VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Zimbabwe.
Ongovadiwa vatereri nevatariri nasi muchirongwa chedu chediaspora tiri kukurukura nekuratidzira kunoitwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana vari kunze kwenyika tinonzwa pano nepapo munyika dzakaita semuno muAmerica, kuSouth Africa, kuUK nedzimwewo nyika vana veZimbabwe vachinzi varatidzira. Asi tinorangarira zvakanyanya chiitiko chesvondo rapera vana veZimbabwe vairatidzira kuLondon, apo gurukota rezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika Sibusiso Moyo vaitungamira chikwata cheZimbabwe changa chiri kumusangano ikoko kuLondon. Vana veZimbabwe vakaratidzira, vamwe vachibuda vachidira mvura gurukota, vamwe vachikikiritsanawo nechikwata chegurukota iroro cheZimbabwe ichocho. Zvinove zvimwe zvakaita kuti vakawanda vabvunze kuti kuratidzira uku. Kuratidzira kwekuti vanhu vari kuda here kusvitsa zvichemo zvavo zvavainazvo, kana kuti kwakuratidzira kwekunyadzisa vanhu pamwe nekunyadzisa nyika. Saka ndonyaya yatoda kuti kurukure nezvazvo. Tinonzwawo kuti svondo rino muno muWashington DC mukupera kwesvondo, bato reMDC vane kuratidzira kwavachaitawo. Tinoona vakawanda vagara vachiziva kuti gore roga roga kune vanoratidzira kumusangano mukuru weUnited Nations kuNew York. Kazhinji kunenge kuine vanenge vachiratidzira vachipikisa hurumende, pamwe nevanenge vachiratidzira vachitsigirawo hurumende. Ndo zvinenge zvichiitika kumisangano ikoko pamwe nekumizinda yenyika yakasiyana-siyana. Saka toda kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pekuratidzira ikoko. Vamwe vanoti kungoratidzira kusina chinobuda, asi vamwe vachiti aiwa zvinoitawo kuti pasi rose rizive kuti muZimbabwe mune matambudziko. Pindai muchirongwa tikurukure, Chris.
Yebo Jonga, yebo Zulukandaba, sedivana njalo kuhlelo lwethu esixoxa khona lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Lamhlanje ke inhloko yendaba yikutshengisela okuhlala kusenziwa ke yizizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisemazweni. Sikhangela kakhulu ukutshengisela okwenziwe eBhilitane kuviki edluleyo, lapho esizwa khona kuthiwa obekhokhela iqula leZimbabwe umphathintambo wezobudlelwano lamanye amazwe, umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo, othelwe ngamanzi kwafutwana kwaba kubisibili lanxa kungalimalanga umuntu kodwa uhulumende weZimbabwe uthe isehlakalo lesi hayi kathakazeleli wasebiza ke ummeli weBhilitane eZimbabwe bakhonona ke bekhonona ukuthi kungani iqula leli lingaphiwanga abantu abakubalinda abanengi kutsho ukuthi babe khona kodwa bebalutshwana asazi ke kodwa ke ngesinye ke sezahlakalo esikhuluma ngazo lamhlanje sikhangela lapha kwele Melika minyaka yonke kuyatshengiselwa esigodlweni seNew York lapho okwenziwa khona umhlangano weUnited Nations General Assembly. Siyazi ukuthi ngesikhathi sikamongameli Robert Mugabe abantu babevele betshengisela minyaka yonke. Umnyaka ongatshengiselwanga umnyaka odluleyo kuphela lapho abantu kade bengani basa khangela ukubana uhulumende omutsha unjani kanti yena bahamba bahlala phansi kaye baxoxisana laye umongameli khona le eNew York akuzange kube lokutshengisela kodwa lo mnyaka sizwabe sithi bona hayi basiyakhamba siyokhonona sitshengisela uze umhlaba wonke ubekwazi ukuthi hayi eZimbabwe into azihambi kahle yiko njalo ke esifuna ukuthi sikhangele siyazi ukubana lezinye izigodlo zamazwe omhlaba kuyake kutshengiselwe abantwana beZimbabwe betshengisela kodwa bakhona bathi hawu la siyangisa kanje emazweni lisithi lizenzani kuzokuba labanye abathi ukutshengisela lokhu kuyanceda ngoba abantu bomhlaba jikelele bagcina sebekwazi ukuthi hayi iZimbabwe into kazihambi kahle abantu balale eminyameni mihla ngemihla amalayitha kula yamanzi akula lokunye okunjalo xa besola ke uhulumende yilo ke udaba olusegudwini jonga
nje zozo vakawanda Chris vari kutaurawo vatambo taura nawo vachitaura neStudio 7 vamwe vari kuti zviri kuitwa nevamwe izvozvo zvekuti munoratidzira muchizvirudza gurukota muchidi hanzi kuzvidza nyika kwakakura zvikuru ikoko saka ndinyaya imwe yatichada kutinzwe kune vateereri nevamwe vadare vedu vachapinda muchirongwa izvo tonzwa kuti tinava Dan Moyo parunare vanove sachigaro webato reMDCT mudunhu rino reNorth America. Vamoyo, welcome to our show. Yes, maybe you can start by giving us your views on the demonstrations by Zimbabweans in the United Kingdom last week. We know that you were not there, you were not part of it, but I think you've heard about that. Some people are saying it is it gives the country a bad image, while some are saying it is the best way to go so that people or the world get to know what is happening in Zimbabwe. What's your take on that?
I think demonstrations for a cause are a good thing for the people of Zimbabwe and for bringing awareness, like you have mentioned. I don't see anything wrong with people bringing their grievances to the officers when they visit these countries like they did in the UK. I think if there were no issues, then there wouldn't be any demonstrations. We cannot keep hiding the fact that things are not working in the country and keep sweeping things under the carpet and pretending that everything is fine when we all know that there are issues that need to be addressed. There are fundamental issues that the government is ignoring, and even though, despite the citizens standing up and demanding changes to the upliftment and amelioration of people's lives, we still find a government that is resistant to change. And therefore, that leaves the people with no option but to stand up and exercise their right to call the government to accountability.
Mr. Moyo, thank you so much. But before we go any further, would you like to clarify your position? Remember some time you noted that we were not giving you the proper title.
Well, our province is MDC USA, and I am the chairman of MDC USA.
Not MDCT.
Well, it falls under MDCT, but its rightful correct name is registered is MDC USA Province.
So then we have to clarify under which president then, because the other party is also MDC.
Well, they are not MDC USA. They call themselves MDC NAP.
MDC North America.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Moyo, we note that, you know, for the past, I don't know how many years, Zimbabweans have been going to New York, the General Assembly, to demonstrate. But last year, this didn't happen. Are we going to see anything this year?
Well, last year, there are two things that happened. First, the government offered to have a dialogue with us. And rather than us going to demonstrate in the streets with placards, we had an opportunity to sit down face-to-face with President Mnangagwa and his delegation and give them our views and our opinions directly to their faces, which I think, to me, is a better way of dealing with the situation in that instance, because every time, like you said, year after year after year, we've gone to demonstrate and we've done it outside and we'd have our placards and we'd sing songs and all that, but we never knew whether the message was true or they understood fully what it is that we're demanding. But we had an opportunity last year to be able to dialogue with the delegation and express ourselves in front of them. And I'm sure VOA was there also and covered that. And I think that was a better way of engaging than us being at the demos.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you make of the demonstration that took place in the UK where a government minister, was confronted by an angry mob?
I'm fully supportive of the demonstration that was done in the UK. I think we have to use all means necessary to get our message across to the government that enough is enough. We cannot continue sitting back and seeing our country being destroyed, the future of our children and grandchildren being destroyed. We have to stand up as Zimbabweans and call it for what it is, so that they need to understand that they can't go around the world pretending that everything is Zimbabwe is open for business when Zimbabwe is actually closed to its citizens and they have no access to water, they have no access to electricity, there's shortages of everything, there's fuel queues all over the country, there's no electricity, we're hearing of load shedding every day. Things are just not working in Zimbabwe, and therefore the people, I think, have a right to stand up and express their discomfort at what is going on.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. Chris, we are joined now by Mr. Panyika Karima Nzira. Mr. Karima Nzira is in the United Kingdom, and he works with Restoration of Human Rights Zimbabwe. If I'm correct, if I'm wrong, correct me, Mr. Karima Nzira.
Yes, you are correct.
Thank you so much. We are tonight discussing about the demonstrations that are carried out by Zimbabweans in different countries in the diaspora. But the main one is the recent demonstrations by some of you in the United Kingdom. And I understand your organization was part of the demonstrations. May you tell us more about that? Because we understand that the Zimbabwe government has officially approached the United Kingdom over that incident.
Yes, we have received the word that the Zimbabwe government has approached the government of the United Kingdom, but we haven't ascertained whether that is the true or false. But as far as the people who are named, who participated in the demo, whose names are being circulated, as far as they are concerned, they haven't been approached by any authority yet. Another thing is one of those demonstrators actually filed a police report because they were actually beaten by a Zimbabwean official.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we also understand that some of the people who were demonstrating, whose families have been threatened back home. Can you confirm that?
Yes, we have received word to that effect from the demonstrators, some of the demonstrators themselves. What seems to be happening is that they are members of ZANU-PF here in the United Kingdom. They are mounting a campaign to identify the demonstrators and to find ways of hitting back, as it were. So one of the ways they are trying to use is actually to victimize the families of the demonstrators back in Zimbabwe. We are aware of that.
So what kind of protection are you guys trying to get for those people whose families are under threat?
To be honest, there's hardly any protection you can give. We are going to have to rely on the law here in the United Kingdom. Fortunately, the legal system here works. So we are going to rely on that. But in as far as the family members in Zimbabwe are concerned, the best we can do is just to inform them to be alert, to alert them of the dangers that can befall them.
And some were saying, we spoke with ZANU-PF representative here in the United States of America earlier in our main bulletin, Mr. Frank Guni, and he alleges that some of those demonstrators are those who are seeking documents to be allowed to stay in the United Kingdom, and they have to do that by demonstrating and then claiming that their lives are in danger back home, so they cannot be deported. What's your take on that?
Yeah, that is one of the many lies the ZANU-PF members are peddling, and the Zimbabwean government is peddling. That is false. When you look at those demonstrators, they are just a cross section of the society, like anywhere else. You will find professionals amongst those demonstrators. So to say that they are people who are seeking asylum is not true. You might find some who are seeking asylum, yes, but the main composition of the demonstrators is a cross section of the whole Zimbabwean society. Most of those people, if you look carefully, looking back over the years, you'll find they've been demonstrating for nearly a decade. Mm-hmm. And to think that person is still seeking asylum is really it's nonsense. Most of those people are professionals. We think of professionals who are concerned about the situation back in Zimbabwe.
Maybe, Mr. Moyo, you can chip in there. What's your take on allegations that most people who demonstrate in the diaspora, they do that for the sake of having documents?
Okay, that is just a red herring from ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF thrives on propaganda and lies to maintain their hegemony and power in Zimbabwe. So anything they're going to do to disparage and discredit diasporans is seeking either monies from well-wishers or seeking papers from these governments is neither here nor there. I myself have led many demonstrations in this country, and I'm a U.S. citizen. I don't need any papers from the government. I find that it is my right to fight for the rights of Zimbabweans because it is my country and I was born there. And the people that are usually organized to go to these demos, most of them have their papers here. They travel all over the world. And like my brother is saying, they are professionals in their individual capacities. They do not need no papers. The truth of the matter is that Zimbabwe is in a mess. And us as Zimbabweans need to stand up. We might be living here not having to deal with the situation back home. But that does not take the fact that we are still Zimbabwe, and we still harbor that nationalism, that patriotism of being Zimbabwean, and we do want to see our country succeed. And we will continue to expose this government to the world, because that's what they need. We need to shame and name and shame them wherever we can, because that is the only weapon we just about have. We do not have guns to fight them. Therefore, we will use the demos and we'll use our power as constituted in Zimbabwe and in the countries where we have sought refuge to continue to exercise our right to express ourselves.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. I would just like to take this opportunity to remind our viewers and listeners that we are still trying to get hold of ZANU-PF USA Chairman, Mr. Frank Guni. I think you heard him on our main show, and he had promised to be available for this live talk program. So we are still trying to get hold of him. But ndombodzokera kuna vakari manzira nerurimi rwaamai. Vakawanda vakari manzira vari kusvoropodza zvakaitwa nevana veZimbabwe svondo rapera kuUnited Kingdom. Vakaratidzira vamwe vakapedzisira vakudira gurukota rezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika vasibusiso mwoyo mvura, nekunge vamwe vakuita mutsimba nechikwata chainge china vamoyo. Vazhinji vari kuti zvinoshoresa nyika. Kana paine nzira dzekuratidzira, ngadziite nzira dzekuti hadzizokanganisawo kodzero dzemumwe munhu. Munoti halo, vakari manzira.
Hello.
Yes, ameno manzwa here mubvunzo wangu?
Ndaunzwa. Ini ndinoti nini, hapana chakamboipa nekuratidzira murunyararo. Kuratidzira ikodzero yemunhu wese pa maererano nebumbiro renyika yeZimbabwe. Pamwe chete nebumbiro renyika yatigere ino kwatakademonstrata kwacho kuUnited Kingdom, tinobvumidzwa kuratidzira. Chinozonetsa ndechekuti munoona hurumende yeZimbabwe yajairira kuti pese panoitika kuratidzira murunyararo, vanotanga ivo kuita bongozozo. Saka vanenge vachiitira kuti kana tozodzorera vozoti isusu tisu tinokonzera bongozozo, asi ivo ndo vanenge vatanga. Pakuratidzira kwakaitika kuChatham House, kwatiri kutaura nezvo nhasi ikokuko, mumwe weboka revanhu vehurumende yeZimbabwe ndiye akatotanga kurova mumwe wevaratidziri. Zvinova zvakazokonzera kuti varatidziri vagumbuke vazodzorerawo, asi zvakazoonekwa nevanhu pavhidhiyo, vakazoona varatidziri vava kutodzorera. Saka vamwe vanhu havazivi kuti akanga atanga nyaya yacho ndiani. Tichitaura kudai, so iye wacho akarohwa nemunhu iye wandiri kutaura wehurumende yeZimbabwe akatomhanyara kumapurisa. Inyaya inotori kumaoko kwemapurisa. Ivo kana vachiti vakakanganisirwa, ngavaende kumapurisa vanomhanyara, tione kuti nyaya dzacho dzichafamba sei.
Tinozwa kuti vakadaidza, hurumende yakadaidza miriri weUnited Kingdom kuZimbabwe nezuro ichisvitsa zviri pamutemo nyunyuto yekuratidzira kwamakaita ikoko kuUnited Kingdom. Zvingaita here kuti pazoonekwa vanhu vakutorwa mudzimba kana kusungwa nemapurisa kuLondon kana nyika yasvitsawo chikumbiro chakadai?
Tiri kuzvinzwawo kuti izvozvo ndo zvaitika, asi hapana pavanhu vakaratidzira ipapo apa, hapana ati ambovingwa nehurumende yemuno muUnited Kingdom kuti azobvunzurudzwa. Maziviro atinoita kunoku ndeyekuti kunokuno mutemo unoshanda, asi havatarisi mutemo wakafanana kumunhu wese. Saka kana pane kuchovwa kwemutemo kwakaitika, tichaona vaakuzovinga vanhu vacho vairatidzira. Vanhu vanozikanwa chaizvo chaizvo, havasi vanhu kuti vanonetsa kuona. Saka isusu takamirira kuti tione kuti vachavavinga here vanhu vacho vairatidzira, asi hatimbotarisiri izvozvo. Nekuti hapana chakambokanganiswa. As far as we are concerned, hatimbooni chatakakanganisa. Isusu tisu tinotosumwa nemabatirwo atakaitwa nemunhu wehurumende yeZimbabwe, zvokuti akatomhanyarirwa zvokuti iye ndiye anotogona kutopedzisira amira pamberi pematare.
Thank you so much. Tichadzoka kwamuri kana muchine nguva. Handizivi kuti tingakuchengetai here pachirongwa, nokuti mamamboti muchangosununguka kwenguva diki.
ndichengete yenyu kana zvazvinyanyomesesa munongonzwa nadonha asi ndichaedza kunge ndiripo.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, ngingakai kumnumzana Dan Moyo, woti mpenduke kuwe munumzana Karimanzira. Usitele ukuthi labo abasekhaya ababetshengisela khona ngapho eLondon sizwa kuthiwa bayethuselwa ukubana bengangena engozini. Ungasitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani?
Kukhulunywa ukuthi khona sizwa kuthiwa abanye bazabotshiswa, abanye bazabuyiselwa eZimbabwe, njalo sizwa kuthiwa abanye izihlobo zabo ekhaya eZimbabwe kukanya kukanya uhulumende weZimbabwe ufuna ukulanda izihlobo zawo eZimbabwe ukuthi zibahlunguluze. Lokho siyakuzwa lathi. Kodwa into engingayitsho mina yikuthi khona abaseZimbabwe yeyo sizabacebisa ukuthi babe bekhangele ukuthi kungayenzakala ukuthi babone uhulumende ebalanda. Lapha abase-United Kingdom thina sesabe lutho ngoba abaphambanisanga lutho abantu laba. Babetshengisela okusemthethweni njalo ukulwisa abakwenzayo ukutshaya abantu bakahulumende weZimbabwe abakwenzeleyo kwabangwa yikuthi khona babeqaliwe. Umuntu ukahulumende weZimbabwe nguye waqala ukushaya abantu laba ababetshengisela, so laba abantu basebebuyisela.
Hayi, kulungile. Sicela ubambeke kancane silo mlaleli ecingweni lapho Jonga.
Sinemthereri. Hello.
Hello mkoma Jonga, maskwera se.
Daskwera ndiya navo.
Mkoma Donald.
Vamambuma maskwera se.
Daskwera mkoma Jonga, muri sege kuko.
Aiwa tiri wapenyu. Tiri wapenyu, nyaya tiri kukurukura ndafunga mainzwa. Tipei pfungwa dzenyu tinzwa.
Hayi, nangu ndiona sokungoti mkoma pazvinzwa kaitika zvikaisi. Zvino sundwa nekuita kwekuita vana veZimbabwe. Handioni zvangu zvekuti pane chimwe chingavashingapomedzegwa kana kuti vasikuchitomoyo havazivo vatanga vaita foreign affairs. Vakana vanozenge vakasavha that post for long time. Hatinombovachinzi vadigwa mvura vaifamba ende padhezi vaiva vatofamba navo mugabe zvakanyanya. Hatinombovachinzi vadigwa mvura. Izvi zvinezvi vanhu vanenge vakuda kuzama kuti zvinoita sekuti vana veZimbabwe vane mavovo vanongochema yet no. Zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka mukoma. Vanenge vakuda kureva nhema nepadii vachire vane pasiku kuti everything is going well zvakajaira kuti ndiugadzirisa. Hapana chiri kugadzirisika mukoma. Zvinhu ngazvingorehwa sezvazviri mukoma Jonga. Kana pasina hapana chakaipa ndechekuti takambohwa minista zizilo vachitaura kuti vachiri foreign affairs ninga. Kana vachida ngavataure kuti tiri kutambura asi havasida kutaura. Mendariti ungoti tiugadzirisa tiugadzirisa pasina chiri kufamba mukoma. Hapana hapana. Kudikumbura kwaita nasibuzi ndekuda vanozoda kudzimbira vana veZimbabwe vachiti hatugadzira ipo pachionekwa kuti hapana chiripo. Zvinhu zvava kuti wesi saka chii anenge aita zvamautaura ndi saka vakazoona vava kudikwa mura vanenge aita kuzama kuta sekuti vana veZimbabwe vanongochema but situation yakanaka. Hakuna chakanaka mukoma chero chitakagarawo kuno hakuna chakatinakira. Kungogara zvemuti kumusha kwakanaka chero nyika ikanaka. Munhu asingashandi vanhu vaitenga ngoro vaitenga mombe vaiitawo ubvumi hwavo hunoonekwa but iko zvino hapana kana environment yacho haichikonzivhi kuti chero anoshanda neasingashandi zvangofanana. Kana vafamba ngavanotaura sezvazviri vakakoniwa vakakoniwa.
Saka imi mukoma mambo mati imi mamwe makurukota aimbofamba nawa mugabe nezvimwe zvakadaro hamuonewo here kuti dzimwe nguvawo kunouyawo kana crop itsva yevanhu vanenge vachiratidzira kana kuti vanochengetedza sezvataurwa navakarimanzira kuti vachikwata chaachiina vamwoyo ndo chakatotanga kukonzera noise tomboti ndo zvakaitika.
I agree with point yavamwoyo kuti ndo chakatanga nokuti tozvitoziva vanhu vedu hatii hakusi vanenge vafamba chinhu vanenge vavarisa kuona kunga tsamwe kwavari kuZimbabwe zvavajaira kumusha zvezvokuti kana vakataura unonzi wokukodzegwa ndozakadando zvavakaita vakazowanika uko kwasiyana mutemo inosiyana mwana wacho muranda kumwe. Ava vakati kunozvamajaira zvekizvo zvokurumusha ndozvandiri kuona hapana chakando vakatotanga mukasari ende mukada kutakanyaya yesekirisi next time kana vakufamba mona pane delegation isane basa zvichidza mari dzenyika vachipa yesekirisi. Security kuti kwai chii chinonobuda out of that chero vakaenda kuma summit ikoko hasina chatinoona vanodzoka empty-handed.
Aiwa
unotika zvino muchaona kana vakubuda nenge vakubuda nedelegation isane basa rovanosvika 90 vachipa yesekirisi.
Tinotenda. Tinotenda zvikuru vamambo. Ma thank you so much. Regai tigonzwa mwe kuti vanoti. Aiwa hatikurudzire vanhu kuti vakanganisane kudaro. Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tinzwe kune vadare vedu kuti vanoti Chris.
Yes, tonga. Siuye kuwe munomuzana Dan Moyo. Ye munomuzana Moyo, siyabona kubana lapha eWashington DC lakho liyalitshengisele. Kuyaphathisani khona?
Well, kuyaphathisa kakhulu ngoba kuyakhombisa umhlaba wonke jikelele isimo esikiso eZimbabwe. Ngoba izinto lezi mazikhulunywa even kubo United Nations, la kwamanye ama-meetings amakhulu, even e-IMF la, ayiwo adecidayo izinto eziningi ezizothuthukisa ilizwe lethu. Bayakhangela izinto ezifana lazo zona lezo ama-human rights, nokuthi ilizwe uhulumende uyahlonipha yini ama-human rights awezizalwane zeZimbabwe. So thina masiba exposa la ngokuthengisela, siyabe si-exposa okwenzakalayo ekhaya, esibona ukuthi akukho emthethweni wokuqala, njalo futhi kuyacindezela isizwe sabantu bakithi. And therefore I think thina ukuthengisela kuyanceda kakhulu ekucreateni awareness kuma organizations angasinceda, lakuma governments angasinceda ukuthi izinto zitshintshe ekhaya.
Okay. Ungabamba nje kancane.
Regai tinzwe vateereri vanyora pano pashona Facebook yedu. Hanzi Namukoma Emmanuel Nyakonda, thank you diaspora is in the mood. Then pane mumwe ari kuti hanzi Arthur Jimson Muzano ari kudei, handizivo ndiana avari kutaura apo. Koita Mukoma Disciple Gilson Madanire, hanzi Mukoma musakangana kuti kana vamwe vati true caller munovaudza kuti mukwane, handizivo kuti vari kutaura ani apo. Ndazoona Mukoma Emmanuel vati sorry I don't, ndofunga vanga vachitaudzana pachavo. Ticharamba tichiverenga zviri pamafacebook page yedu timbonzwa kune muteereri ari parunhare. Hallo.
Hallo, magari.
Takasimba ndiya navo.
Ndiitwa Gabriel.
Mukoma Gabriel, muri kupi?
Ndiri kuDurban.
Durban, nyaya yatiri kurukura mainzwa ka?
Nyaya muri kurukura ndainzwa chaizvo.
Ne, tipei pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinoona kunge maministers edu pazvavakaitwa zviya zvinorwadza. Kune munhu anenge achiitira munhu zvakanaka, asi kune zvisu zviri kurwadziwa. Tinotoona zvakatonaka kutoti dene vakatotirwa iri mvura inobuda mufiriji chaiyo kuti vachatsonzwa utonhorero. Nokuti tigere musango munomu nenyaya yekuti kumusha hakuna kumira zvakanaka, asi mhari idzo inenge ichitaurwa nevanhu vakadzidza kunge vana mudharagumi vachitaura kuti aiwa kuzimbabwe kwakanaka, daino kuzimbabwe kwakanaka tingatei tichivanzwa vachitaura nyaya iyoyo vari kuHarare kana kunanabuna wayo vachibatsira vanhu sezvo vachinzi chidhokotera. Asi vakaona zvakakodzera kuti vabude muzimbabwe vanoshandisa chikoro chavo kunze kwenyika kwavanodai kuenjoya mabenefits ezanupf. Kuisusu tichira mabenefits todii?
Tichaita kuti vagozotipawo mhinduro. Tangoita munyama wekuti nhare yavo yakuramba kuti inge ichiita through tivapinze muchirongwa. Asi ndofunga kana mateerera nhau dzedu dza7 tatinawo pachirongwa vachitaurawo maonero avo, ndonge vavimbisa kuti vachauyawo pachirongwa chino. Tiri kuramba tichiedza kuti vaguni vange vari pano vataure vakamirira musangano wezanup f. Asi shoko renyu tarinzwa. Hameno kana paine vadare vanoda kupindura vapa nyika kari manzira kuti mungada kutaura here kupindura zvataurwa nemuteereri Namukoma Gabriel.
Vateereri vari kutaura ndirikunzwa vachitotaura tichienderana pamwe chete. Munhu angari akanaka kundipindura ndeuyo mudharagunhi uyo kuti zviri kurwadza zvavanotaura zvokuti kuzimbabwe kwakanaka. Denguva kwakanaka, hakuna munhu anomborwa nemunhu kana kusango.
Ndizvozvo
tinotofarira kutoti tichiona hama dzedu dzichinge dzapinda musango ndikatonzwa kuti anotaura shora pasaidi pangu ndinofara zvisingaiti asi kana panyaya yakaita sei kuti ivo vari pamusoro ndo vari kudya nhasi unowe vari kutaura kuti US harichashanda muzimbabwe but ivo hatisi kuziva kuti sei yavo chaa chaa vari kutambira here mabhondi avari kupa vamwe vashandai zvokuti ndo zvinhu zvinotirwadza because vari kuruka nendega vari kukwira nemabhondi vari kukwira nemaus ende vari kupiwa maallowance emaus
thank you so much mukoma
zvavo zviri kudya zvichinakino koisusu
thank you mukoma Gabriel maita basa regai tipe vamwe vateereri mukana thank you so much morara zvakanaka Chris ndofunga tine mumwe muteereri tinonzwa tine mumwe vevadare vedu tinava Timothy Muringai vanove mutevedzeri wemunyori mubato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa muno mudunhu reAmerica vari kuOhio vaMuringai thank you so much for joining us
imatikoka
aiwa tinotenda tiri kutaura nenyaya yatamboti kurukurei nezvayo kunguva yapfuura yepanhau dzedu yekuti muri kuratidzira vamwe vari kuti hazvina zvazvinoburitsa vamwe vari kuti vanhu vari kuratidzira nekuti vanenge vachida mapepa nezvimwe zvakadaro if you can respond in english
okay maita basa mukoma Jonga the allegations of the MDC participants who are going to be at the demonstrations in Toronto and in D.C. On Saturday does not mean that people are here to get their paperwork fixed or get green cards. It is in solidarity with the people back in Zimbabwe who have been struggling for close to 40 years now under subjugation of where the Constitution is deliberately subverted. The MDC... in terms of asylum and helping its people, found it possible to help their own Zimbabweans, irregardless of party, because we have found out that in the United States, studies say that we have over 200 to 300,000 Zimbabweans who have used the MDC platform to file for asylum. After they file for asylum, they don't participate in any things at all, which means that the MDC, as a party which has been in opposition for this long, has had the foresight to give people who are Zimbabwean-born a chance to get jobs, feed their families, and contribute to the economy in the tune of $5 billion yearly. So... that just being said, it shows the effectiveness of the MDC, first which was led by Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai and now Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Mm-hmm. So all these allegations of people are trying to get paperwork, I guess it's trying to improve your family and improving our country. But let's not listen to detractors who always try and put down our demonstrations in solidarity with our people to give us excuses that we are trying to do it for nefarious reasons.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Muringai. Rambai muri parunare, Chris. Ndofunga tina eva muri parunare.
Yes, just a quick follow-up question to Mr. Muringai. You say more than about 300,000 people have used the MDC to get papers. What is the... current the statistics for MDC membership?
In America right now, we have close to 250-something paid-up members or who are called members who participate on a regular basis.
250.
And in Canada, we have over 78, I believe, or 80.
Okay.
But this is after the realignment, and, you know, when we had that problem back last year with Ms. Coupe and the new Chelsea, Nelson Chamisa led.
Mm.
But we are picking back our people, and we'll be ready to go for the coming season.
Okay.
Then, Mr. Sorry to keep you again, Mr. Muringai. In a way, we can say ZANU-PF is right if they claim that some of these people are joining demonstrations for the sake of papers. Then, if you, as the party, the MDC, can endorse that.
I am not saying they are right or they are wrong. What I am saying is they cannot then put a brush on us saying that demonstrations are for people that are looking for paperwork. What we are saying is the people that come to demonstrations are in marching in solidarity with the party in terms of getting Zimbabwe back to where it needs to be economically and strategically for all Zimbabweans.
Okay, thank you. Please do stay on the line, Chris. I think we have Mr. Innocent on the phone.
Yes, we have Mr. Innocent Ndibali. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ndibali.
Thank you very much. I want to correct you. Innocent Gagu Ndibali, the president of Zim EFF.
Oh, okay, okay. So can you give us your own perspective on the demonstration, the controversial one, where the Minister of Foreign Affairs was almost attacked or just sprinkled with water?
Yes, I think the first thing to put on record is that violence is no space in any democratic society, regardless of whatever justification one may want to use. So I want to put it on record to say, as Zim EFF, we condemn in strongest terms the violence that occurred against the Minister S.B. Moyo. Yes, people may have different views, but the violence that was meted against a minister who was on government duty, I think we must differentiate between party business and national duty. So this is a minister who was on national duty who should never have been attacked, regardless of which political party they belong to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but not to say that if he had come on party business, he was going to be attacked, and that would be right?
No, that won't be right at all.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that no individual should be subjected to what Minister S.P. Moyo went through,
mm-hmm.
regardless of whatever justification, whether he was on party business or on national business. But what I'm trying to stress is that he is the minister who had come to Europe to engage the United Kingdom and the world, not for his individual, but for a national duty. Yes, we belong to different political formations, but we have to understand that this person was in this part of the world to put the position of the country forward.
Let's hear from Mr. Karimanzira then.
I hear what Mr. Ndibali is saying. The only thing I don't agree with him is that he seems to suggest that he talks of violence being meted against the minister. But he doesn't mention the violence that was started by the minister's officials. He's not talking about the minister's officials beating up a demonstrator. Then secondly, what I can say is in this country, in the United Kingdom, if you commit a crime, you will be arrested and charged. The law takes its course. So if there was any crime that was committed, if the minister was beaten up, the law will take its course. We should be hearing of people having been arrested and charged by now. So what I can say to him is that he is not projecting the correct picture of what happened. Like I explained before, that all this thing was started by the official
of the Zimbabwean government. Just the same way they do in Zimbabwe, they provoke the citizens. Then the citizens retaliate, and then if it was back in Zimbabwe, they would have used bullets. But unfortunately, and or fortunately rather, it can't happen in countries like the United Kingdom.
Okay, yeah, so,
can I please be allowed to just, respond to what Mr. Karimanzira is saying? I think, Mr. Karimanzira, if you understood me, properly, I said no violence. Violence has got no space, regardless of who is targeted. So in this instance, I'm saying that whoever perpetrated violence on that particular day, that kind of violence is unacceptable. But however, we must understand that as we speak, we've got several ministers on, some are here with the women netball chief. And we have not had any such issues. But in this particular instance, I want to believe that this was a calculated and mischievous behavior on the part of MDC. I must say that. Yes, I'm an opposition leader, but I want to make it very clear that if the officials of the Zimbabwean government indeed attacked the people who were demonstrating, because demonstration is an absolute right of an individual to express themselves. But if they were attacked, of course we condemn them. But in this instance, what we have, the footage is clearly showing a person attacking and sprinkling whatever. God knows whether it was water, whether it was... we live in a period where people are throwing acid at other people. What if it was acid? What would we be saying right now?
Mr. Ndivali, would you say it's not true that Mr. Karimanzira is saying that you see the footage, you see the problem with video, you have to see from the beginning to the end. So we are not sure, we didn't see what happened, what transpired at the beginning. So Mr. Karimanzira is saying that prior to what we see on the video, that's when the government officials attacked the demonstrators.
What I'm saying is that if such an incident happened whereby the officials actually are the one who started attacking citizens or civilians, of course that must be condemned as well. But in this instance, what we are saying, we are talking about what we saw, what the world saw. What we are condemning is a an instance whereby we can see individuals putting and sprinkling water. This is a government minister. And you see, the risk of this is that other ministers haven't been targeted. Now one can ask a question whether this has got some sort of tribal connotation into it, because this is a dangerous kind of move that the MDC must really, really look again. Because even the UK government itself, they must take responsibility, because I believe that if government ministers are under their jurisdiction, they must protect those government ministers regardless of where they are coming from, whether they are from Europe, whether they are from Africa. This is a situation where we can see clearly that there is a differentiation between the treatment of other ministers from other parts of the world and other ministers from Africa.
Maybe we can bring in Mr. Dan Moyo there. Mr. Moyo, your take?
Yeah, basically what I can say is that MDC is a nonviolent party. That's how we operate. We've never espoused violence in everything we do. Even though I would say that our erstwhile brothers on the other side tend to choose to use violence in certain instances, which is really against the norms of the MDC as we know it, as it was originally formed. So in that basis, I would say that violence should be condemned from both sides, like my brother from EFF is saying, that regardless of who's perpetrating the violence, it should be condemned. Be it the government perpetrating the violence or the demonstrators, like even we saw with the January and August demos in Zimbabwe, where there was loss of life. We should at all times condemn any violence. We can still express ourselves and conduct and get the message across without being violent. That is what we believe in as MDC, that we should be able to protest and demonstrate and get the message across without being violent.
And Mr. Muringai.
I should make a clarification that Mr. Dan Moyo represents MDCT. I represent MDC that is led by Advocate Chamisa. Violence is self-defense violence. That was my question to the gentleman in the UK.
I've got a name, comrade. You mean Ndivali?
Yes, Mr. Ndivam, yes. It's self-defense violence.
Self-defense, say, it is not necessarily violence, but it becomes violence if it is premeditated. We can see almost that what actually happened that particular day was a premeditated move. But I doubted that the MDC leadership itself would have sanctioned that. So I would have expected you as a leader of MDC Alliance to condemn in strongest terms without any conditions. Don't place any conditions, because what we witnessed is something that is unacceptable.
Hello, Mr. Ndivali and Mr. Muringa, if I may chip in there. We understand that the demonstrations were not led by MDC, but many organizations, including the MDC, I think Mr. Karimanzira's organization, Restoration of Human Rights Zimbabwe, was part of that. So I'm not sure if we can paint the whole demonstrations as MDC. Go ahead, please.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Diva. So what I was about to say is this. If the security guy of the minister strikes an elderly mother who is his mother's age, I think I don't know what the events leading to that were, but I know for a fact, even in our culture, if you strike a woman that old, there will be a reaction from everybody that's around you, because that's a wound in the way we grew up. You don't hit a woman, you are never supposed to lift your hand. So I would say, without all the evidence and facts of what that situation was, if the minister's bodyguard struck that woman first, it braised the Ubuntu in everybody that was around that area, and I guess the reaction that you saw. So that's what I will say. But like Mr. Moya said, and the other speaker, Mr. Karimazin Rondo, we don't condone violence. We are peaceful party, and we preach that, walk it, and we practice it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gande.
Yes, let's go back to Mr. Karimanzira. Mr. Karimanzira, you said earlier on that the demonstration, from what you said and from what I got, and even my colleague here has rightly said that it was not an MDC the demonstration. Now, can you tell us how you came to meet and demonstrate? Because Mr. Ndivali keeps insisting that there was some premeditation to attack the minister's delegation.
Thank you. First of all, I would like to touch on what Mr. Ndivali spoke about. He insinuates that the demonstrators were targeting the minister, S.D. Moyo, on tribal grounds. I would like to correct him there. Many ministers have come here to the United Kingdom And they've faced similar demonstrations. If you were to ask Patrick Chinamasa, he would tell you he spent hours in the Zim embassy vehicle failing to come out. We had besieged the car when he visited the United Kingdom. Patrick Chinamasa is from somewhere from Mutare. SB Moyo was not targeted on tribal grounds. I need to make that correction. And the demonstrators themselves are of a diverse background. You will find the Shonas and the Ndebeles and other languages, language speakers in those demonstrators. We don't see no tribe. We are Zimbabweans fighting for the rights of Zimbabweans back in Zimbabwe. So I want to make that correction. Then when it comes to organizing, we are a well-knit a society of activists here in the United Kingdom. We know each other. So whenever we are preparing for a demonstration, it starts as an idea. We discuss it. We got a platform where we discuss those. Then we agree on a date, time, and theme. And we do the placards together. We everything is agreed. So when this demonstration was planned, it was not the MDCA that... I want to make that correction. And even if you see the statement that was issued by the MDCA here in the United Kingdom, you will find it confirms what I'm saying. You would also see a statement, or you would have heard a statement from the Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization, Mr. Kingston Jambao, their spokesperson. He must have spoken on this platform, Studio 7. He would have said the same thing I'm saying. So what I'm saying is this thing was not an MDCA thing. Yes, the MDCA happens to have the majority of members in the United Kingdom, like elsewhere, like even in Zimbabwe, they are the majority. So in any grouping of Zimbabweans, you'll find many members of the MDCA there. But it doesn't mean that that thing was organized by the MDCA. And you also find members of the MDCA who are also members of other human rights organizations. So that needs to be clear that this was not an MDCA thing. It was organized by a number of human rights organizations here in the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Time is running out. I think I'll give Mr. Ndivali his last word.
Violence should not be tolerated regardless of who it's targeted to. And I want to put it on record that I did not insinuate that it was a tribal. I said it's got a risk of being perceived as such. So I want to conclude by saying that as Zimbabweans, we have to accept and respect each other and differentiate between party politics and national politics. Mm.
Thank you so much. And Mr. Moyo, your last word?
Yeah, I believe that we should continue with these demonstrations wherever and whenever we can. We need to expose the ZANU-PF for what it is, for the monster that it is that has destroyed our country. We should not fear the propaganda that ZANU uses to try and intimidate us, to stop us from standing up to our beliefs and to freeing our country. So I would say, violence aside, yes, we can be peaceful, we want to be peaceful, but let's unite and stand together in these demos and show the world that what we are dealing with in Zimbabwe.
Mm. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Mr. Muringai, we understand that you are organizing demonstrations. 30 seconds for that, and then you give us your last word.
Oh, thank you very much. So everybody in the Washington, D.C. area, if you're Zimbabwean, we're coming in solidarity with the situations on the ground where they have no electricity, no water, no constitutional rights. In Toronto, it's the same thing. Watch our website for all that information. So we welcome Mr. Moyo and every Zimbabwean at the embassy at 10 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 20th.
Thank you so
and
much.
Then,
yes.
My last word is we are all Zimbabweans. We want the best out of everything, be it delivery services, constitutional rights. You know, if you pay for it, you should get it. Right now, we are having a situation where people have paid for electricity but are not getting the transmission, and money is being misplaced and misrepresentatives and other things. So we are saying, as Zimbabweans, let's come together and remove this party called ZANU-PF, which has been a scourge for us for the past 40 years.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much. That was Mr. Timothy Muringai, MDC North America. And we also heard from Mr. Dan Moyo, MDC T North America. And we heard again from Mr. Panyika Karimanzira of RAW. The name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, Mora Shakanaka Vatereri. Thank you.